epic fireball equipment for the Grand Warden is here, and I am going to gem it to maxed level before testing it out in war. You unlock this gear from the trader shop after completing the event track. Let's start by purchasing the event pass using code JUDO, which you can use before buying anything to support the channel, and we will see how much this video costs, but by getting the event pass, I will have access to a lot more of the ore in order to upgrade my equipment. Quickly get the medals and the Super Dragon boosted. I obviously explained the event in its entirety during the sneak peek video, but I am also going to go ahead and purchase, I think, the 6,000 medals from the shop in order to begin. And this means that we can instantly unlock the fireball equipment and purchase, I think, some of the glowy ore first. I will be purchasing all of the ore from the shop. I wasn't expecting to get all of that, so let's go with the starry ore. Can we get all of this as well? We can! I'm probably going to need the shiny ore too. But let's equip the fireball on my warden. Should I get rid of the eternal tome or the healing tome? I think instead of the eternal tome, but before we start upgrading it, let's test out its effectiveness at level 1. In order to get the bonus medals, I have to take one super dragon in my army, so let's remove 2 root riders. We have a spectator for this attack. I feel like we need to take it down. I think let's begin over by the clan castle. That way we can test if there's any CC troops, which there is not. Where do we use this super dragon? We could use it for funneling, actually, for my archer queen. That's probably a good idea. Okay, Grand Warden in alongside the root riders. Oh my goodness, my queen is taking severe damage. Quick! I just about got the rage spell in time. RC to the side in order to try and keep my root riders on track to the center. Now, let's wait until the town hall is active. Rage this area. Let's use the warden ability for the fireball. Oh, I don't think it did much at level 1, but it is only 4 tiles in radius. As we upgrade it, it goes up to 6 tiles. We still got the 3-star and our bonus medals for using that super dragon, but I think we should just go ahead and start the upgrades. They are relatively cheap for the first couple of levels, and as I mentioned in my gemming every hero equipment video, you do want to make sure you are upgrading your equipment evenly, so I would not upgrade the fireball to maximum level until you have everything else upgraded, but there are some upgrade thresholds. The first one for the fireball being at level 9. This is because the area damage is increased from 4 tiles to 5 tiles. So far, we haven't had to purchase any ore, but we've still got 18 more levels to go. One more root rider attack just to use up the army, and then I will teach you a super dragon attack for this event. Let's begin my queen charge across to the right here. Super dragon on the side. Warden is in. Let's see what we can do. We actually want to break the queen out of this side as well, so she can move up to the town hall. I don't want to press the ability too early because we need to use the healing tome effectively, but the fireball goes to the nearest defense, and we want to, I think, try and hit the monolith with that. Let's use the fireball now. Yes, we hit the monolith and we damaged the expo. Did you see that? Queen is taking huge damage over there, so we're going to have to quickly recover her. We've lost her ability, so my archer queen. Come on, queen, get the monolith. Oh my goodness, what a legend. The fireball onto the monolith and expo actually kept my queen alive in this scenario, and it's only level 9. I can't wait to test it out at maxed. Oh my goodness, that felt amazing. And I don't even recommend using the fireball in this strategy since you're using the warden as a support hero, but that still helped us out massively. Star bonus received as well. We will definitely need that shiny ore. Thank you so much. Let's see how much further we can upgrade before we have to start worrying about our ore management. But the amount is starting to go up. Level 10, and it's already 2,000 shiny ore. But notice that as we're upgrading, the projectile damage is increased, but also the DPS for the warden. This is across the entire attack. That is what the hero boosts do. So it obviously means if you're using the warden in more of a damage style situation, that's where this equipment is going to be good. There we go. We're out of shiny ore already. If we go into the event pass, we've obviously completed a couple of attacks, so we can get some of that ore. Oh, there is shiny ore here, of course. Still not enough for that upgrade. Well, we're going to need all of that from in the trader shop anyway, but I also think we're going to need these. So let's purchase the shiny ore with gems. Whilst we're here, we might as well purchase the glowy ore and the starry ore, so we do not forget. Okay, so we can get one more level to level 14, and we need some more shiny ore. What I think is for the Archer Queen, we want to put the healing puppet rather than the invisibility vial. And probably use the giant arrow as well, actually. And the earthquake boots on the barbarian king rather than the rage vial. Okay, then check out this strategy. This is a weird base. It's the first search, and I wonder if we can anchor the giant arrow, not just through the air defense on the left, but the air defense up by the town hall. I'd have to have my queen, I think, attacking that gold storage from this angle. Let's try it. So as she turns to the next gold storage, oh no! I activated the town hall as well. Oh dear. Balloons in front, super dragons. Warden is on air. Blimp, electro dragon to the side. Let's use the warden ability. We take out the air defense, which is good, but if I hold on to the ability, maybe just send in the blimp a bit later, that means we can probably hit more significant defenses with the fireball. Let's just keep the minions invisible, and I'm sure we can fix this. Look at that one super dragon on the town hall. Let's go. Come on. Down it goes. Yes. The earthquake boots on the king didn't really do much, but hey, we're going to get the 3-star. I quickly did some more attacks to push ourselves along the event track and unlock more ore, and I was definitely getting better with the timing of the blimp so that my warden ability would get key defenses. Warden ability. Did you see it? Oh my gosh, that was epic. After all those attacks, we should have made significant progress through the event track. So let's see how many more we need to do. Oh, literally 2 or 3 more attacks and we're good. Let's collect all of these. Oh, fantastic. And I'm going to be able to purchase all of the shiny ore with those medals as well. Let's use the ore that we've got and upgrade this to the next threshold level, where it does increase to 6 tiles in damage. What? Oh, of course, because there's not as much shiny ore in the track. A lot of it is in here, but we've got a bunch of medals now. So let's see how many we get. I will be purchasing all of the ore from the trader shop, even if it does mean I have to go and purchase more event medals, because when you use gems in the trader shop, it is twice the value of if you just spend gems on the ore. And then when it comes to the event pass, roughly the money you spend on the pass and the ore within it, you get around about 4 times the value. So I can still purchase 23 lots of 350 shiny ore. That will definitely help with the upgrades, but let's see how many more levels we get with this. Level 16, level 17. Does it get us to the threshold? Not quite. Oh, I really don't know how many we're going to need. So let's just go with the 6,000 again, because obviously the higher amount you purchase, the better value you get per medal. Purchase successful. That is fantastic when it comes to the shiny ore. Spam the confirmation screen. Yes, I want all of this ore. Oh, we've got 5 more that we can get. So that should give us a couple of upgrades, right? Literally a couple. Well, here is level 18, where I don't really recommend putting all of your ore into this equipment. There's definitely better pieces of equipment, but this is one of those threshold levels. So let's do an attack or 2 to finish the event track at level 18 before we finish gemming it to maximum and then try the war attack. We could do a warden walk into like super bowlers is a good option. However, I think we should just have a little bit more fun. I think I'm actually going to go root riders. Okay, I have a plan. Let's get rid of these super dragons first though. Watch this warden ability straight. Oh my God. Oh, that was so good. I opened the blimp late because I was too busy laughing. I literally wiped the eagle, set off the rage tower by the town hall. That was so epic. One last laugh with the super dragons. Right. Now let's move to the warden walk. So in combination with the fireball, we would want the rage gem on the warden because it also provides a DPS increase to the warden stats. Can put the arrow back on. Maybe we should keep the healing puppet though, because the Archer Queen's going to be well protected. Rage back on there. Let's test this out. Okay, maybe this base. It looks tricky, but I think we could do it. So let's go warden. I think we're going to just wait because the expo is dangerous. Oh my gosh. Oh no, he was on air. Of course it wasn't going to work. You could see the damage the fireball did.
Well, now what do we do?
invis here. That keeps my headhunter invisible as well. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's kind of working. The royal champion is ripping through the inside of the base. She's actually going to get the town hall. What a legend. We still got the value of the fireball, though. That is the beauty of this equipment. I think this 3-star would have completed the event pass as well, so I probably need to do one more, but that will allow me to practice legitimately before my war attack anyway. Okay, well, let's upgrade what we can from here, because you saw the damage that we got from the 6-tile radius. Okay, now we're on to gems for the last 7 levels. Grand Warden, on ground. One balloon, healers. We just need to make sure we're distracting the single target inferno. Oh, Diggy stuns it. I think we should use the fireball on the multi-archer tower with the earthquake. We got the queen. Oh, we just missed out on the ricochet cannon and the scatter shot because it's not max level. Let's actually support with the royal champion rather than going to a different part of the base, and we can hopefully then get those down. Ah, use the I'm out of time. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Then the spirit fox will turn the RC invisible. There we go. 2, 3, 4. Invisible. Oh my goodness. Let's actually rage here. Use the invis again. I just want this section down. Come on, get the monolith. Fantastic. Let's do that. Hog launcher, apprentice warden. Okay, my royal champion is still alive. Phenomenal. The base is nearly destroyed. I'm pretty sure we can get it to work in the war attack. The fireball ripped apart the right side of the base so that the royal champion just annihilated all of the key defenses in the core. Now the root riders have a straight path to the town hall. This is how I will personally be using the fireball, but you could use it alongside the super archer blimp, as I did teach you in my super dragon spotlight event explained video. A multiplayer attack is one thing, but a war attack is totally different. And there we go to the end of the event track. I am going to get this shiny ore. We're definitely not going to need 6,000 though, so I think 2,600 is best this time. Lovely. Okay, let's get those. All of the ore purchased from the trader shop. I can't get anything else. So now, whatever we need for the final 7 levels is on gems. And what? We already... It wasn't enough. Let's see how many levels I get before I have to purchase some gems, because I have some on the account. I think I only have about 10,000. Level 22. 5 levels. Levels to go. Level 23. It gets drastic for the final couple of levels of epic equipment. I figured that was going to be it. Not necessarily going to enter the shop. I'm going to go to store.supercell.com. Honestly, I think we're going to need 2 of these. Purchase delivered. 2 chest of gems. It looks so satisfying when they both just get instantly added to the account. Will that be enough for these final couple of levels? 6,300 to level 24. We've got 3 more levels. There's no glowy or starry ore for this one. So it's really just up to level 27, I think, is going to be the main one. Yeah, we should have enough. Let's go. 3,500 to level 26. And now, I can't even remember. What was it for the frozen arrow again? To get an epic piece of equipment. 1 level. 9,750. Honestly, I think it was more than that for the frozen arrow, right? Oh, because I have 60 starry ore. That's right. And starry ore is 35 gems per piece of ore. Fireball upgraded to level 27. So now the time has come. Let's test it out in all of its glory. Oh, I have no idea if this is going to work. But I've identified a base that look at the fireball value by the eagle. We could get the eagle and both expos. We probably just need the royal champion to help reinforce. I have no idea. Let's just see if it works. Oh gosh, we're in. Okay. I think we should go. Warden's on ground. He's not going to be in any immediate damage, but as soon as he gets in range of those expos, there's a lot of damage. But let's go warden, maybe towards the cannon. We can go with the yeti here. Loons to check. And then the healers, because we can't allow that warden to go down. Okay. Before we send in the royal champion, let's go this. And I think, again, we should start the root rider portion so that if the clan castle is lured, they will hopefully then go down. Actually, we can use the fireball now. Look at that! Oh my goodness, that was so epic! Okay, 2, 4. RC comes alive. I'm going to forget about the bottom. or RC comes alive. Okay, so the Clan Castle did indeed go to them, but we're good. I've lost count of the whole, four. Oh my goodness, Royal Champion, calm down. Where are you going? It's rage. What, are the Root Riders dead? Oh my goodness, I think they are. let's turn the King invisible. This is, oh no, they're not. But the RC is still alive at the top. We're actually going to get it. The fireball damage got us insane value at the start. Let's keep the Royal Champion alive, I think is important. Wizards up here to clean. Let's go balloons on the Archer Tower. Come on. Come on. I deserve it. Archers are in. 81, but no way. The fireball with the Warden Walk to take out chunks of the base is just that effective. We don't even need to take the defending king down. 3 stars. That is your fireball at maxed level. I hope you enjoyed this one. And if you did, YouTube has recommended another one of my videos for you right here.